Good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN here on a Friday morning. We're talking today here with Tom Wireman. He's the executive director of Kansas Boys State. The American Legion Boys State of Kansas is going to be having their big event here in Manhattan this week. And Tom is going to spend some time talking with us about that. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Great, thanks. I'm so excited. I mean, we're here in Manhattan. We're ready to roll. Our delegates are going to be coming soon, and we can't wait to get started.
Well, this is obviously an exciting event here for Manhattan. It's been here for a number of years. Of course, I've only been here for three, but I knew a little bit about it, and then we had the pandemic last year, and that kind of shifted plans. Well, first of all, how exciting is it to be back in person and doing something like this?
We actually had a chance to meet in Manhattan three weeks ago and actually see each other for the first time. Most of our meetings throughout the year have been on Zoom. I mean, everybody has Zoomed out. And so it was so nice to be in person and actually get to see some of the K-State personnel we work with on a year-round basis in person. But just to see each other, I mean, we're lifelong friends. Most of us have been around for a while. And, you know, it's a little bit like a family reunion when you come to do these events. But we haven't seen each other for a very long time, so it's so exciting.
Well, tell us more about American Legion Boys State of Kansas, and who you are, what the intent is, and who this is open to.
Yeah, I will do that. So Boys State was a concept by two Legion members, Harold Card and Hayes Kennedy. It was formed in Illinois in 1935. That's where the first Boys State program was held. Kansas holds charter number 5. We were organized in 1937. This will be our 83rd session of the American Legion Boys State of Kansas. We've met every year except 1945 and 2020. 2020 due to the pandemic, of course, and then 1945 was the end of World War II. You know, we've met throughout time in three different locations. Our first location was in Wichita. They used to actually, I've talked to several people that see my Boys State shirt as I'm around the community and stuff, say, I was a Boys Stater in 1959 or whatever. Yeah, our beds were in the hallway of West High School. And so it's kind of fun to listen to some of those stories. But I think it was about 1965, we moved to the University of Kansas. In 1992, we got to enjoy the warm hospitality of Kansas State University and the community of Manhattan when we moved our program there. So it's really exciting to have that long-term relationship with them. We've been in Manhattan longer than we've been anywhere else. And so we're just really excited about the way we get treated there and the support that we have from the community. We'll talk just a little bit about Boys State, you know, how it was formed and what we do. I mean, it was really formed to teach youth about government. Experience is often the best teacher, as we mostly know. Sometimes the classroom is a little theoretical, but this is an opportunity for us to get hands-on learning through role-playing activities in a civic environment. So learning by doing, if you will. And, you know, we have the opportunity to really challenge our Boys State delegates, maybe for the first time, about their political beliefs. Experience, I mean, I know where I kind of got my basis for that. A lot of that came from my family upbringing and that sort of thing, and maybe some respected friends and teachers. But, you know, this is really an opportunity for them to get in and have an opportunity to maybe for the first time kind of espouse their opinions and really understand what their convictions are about the role of government. So, you know, we'll do that in a variety of things. So city, county, and state. We'll elect mayors. We'll have city councilmen, district judges, state representatives, state senators. We'll elect a governor, an attorney general, a treasurer, commissioner of insurance. The governor will appoint a Supreme Court, and then we'll have cabinet members to oversee the departments, such as the Department of Health and Environment. So, you know, what we try to do is mimic the state of Kansas in many ways in terms of operations. And so, you know, we even bring in the Kansas Highway Patrol. They're on our staff. And they'll train a handful of delegates in the operations of the Kansas Highway Patrol. And we'll have a part-time National Guard as well. So if Manhattan happens to see some Black Hawk helicopters Thursday afternoon flying around, maybe heading toward the rec center, just know that those are heading for our delegates to enjoy on a static display. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we'll be doing and why we exist.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the speakers, because you got some great speakers lined up here between Sunday, August 1st and Saturday, August 7th. You get things kicked off here on the Sunday with Kendall Gammon, and a lot of folks around here know that name pretty well.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I would hope people would know who Kendall is. I want to just thank Brad Biles, you know, again, our media relations guy. he is really one of the reasons that we were able to snag Kendall for our keynote on Sunday. It's so exciting to have somebody with that stature and notoriety to come in and really give our delegates kind of a good foundation for the week and talk about motivation and inspiration and what it takes to get things done. There's kind of a fun activity that he's going to do with our delegates. Won't give you the details on that just yet, but it's kind of exciting to see him come in and want to provide that to our delegates. And on Thursday, you know, we have a nationally known educator coming in. Her name is Jane Elliott. Some of you may have heard of Jane before. She's appeared on several prominent stages on a national level, Jimmy Fallon, Oprah, Good Morning America, just to name a few. She's going to come in and do some exercises with our delegates. Brown eye, blue eye is kind of the theme of what it's. So if people want to know a little bit more about that, they can go out and Google her and get that information. And then on our closing ceremonies on Saturday, we have Eric Bergeret coming in from Park University. And Eric is really going to help wrap up the week in terms of what we've been trying to teach the delegates all week, and that is civic engagement. You know, there are a lot of prominent people in the United States who have been members of an American Legion Boy State program. You know, Bill Clinton is one. There are lots of them. You know, we have several within the Kansas program as well. But it's kind of fun to see how these people kind of come out and get recognized for what they do. But we've even had delegates go on and become mayors of their city or be elected to the school board. And so we know we're successful when we have people graduate from our program that want to get involved in that, become a state legislator or a school board member, or have an opportunity to participate in their local community in some form or fashion. So that to us is really the measure of success for what we do.
Well, it's a great organization there. And, you know, if you look at, you know, most of the makeup in the current legislature, a lot of gray hairs there, so it's going to eventually it's going to have to change over. These younger people are going to be the next generation there.
I met a young man from the Leavenworth area here. I'm in my 60s now, so he's early in his career, but he was just elected. I think was a former representative and now a state senator. And you know, I met him at maybe it was a Legion convention. He was a speaker and stopped by to introduce himself and to thank us for what we do and to remind us that we were the inspiration for him becoming a member of the legislature in the state of Kansas. So pretty exciting to hear those kinds of things.
Great. And this is open to boys who've completed their sophomore year of high school, so they're going to be juniors in the fall. Now, I know there's a little twist here this year, right?
Well, there is a little bit of a twist this year. Typically, we bring in juniors who are going to be rising seniors. They've completed their junior year and they're heading into their senior year. But this year, we brought in sophomores who will be juniors and seniors who just graduated. They missed their program opportunity last year. And surprisingly, we actually have a pretty good number of students coming back who actually have graduated and wanted to have the Boys State experience, but couldn't because of the COVID cancellation that we had last year. So, you know, we've got a few sophomores to be juniors. Most of our population is going to be from that rising senior category, but it is something that we kind of experimented with this year, and we're going to do that same thing next year.
Okay. Well, this is an exciting event. Where is this happening at here in Manhattan?
It will be at the Kramer Complex, the Kramer Dining area. So primarily we'll be housed in Goodnow Hall. We'll use the Kramer Dining Center. You know, we actually kind of get across campus a little bit. We'll be using parts of the Union. Our meeting, because McCain Auditorium is under construction right now, our meeting area for the evening will be mostly in Forum Hall in the Union, but we'll also be using some of the engineering complex for some of our larger meetings and gatherings and things. I mean, K-State is such a good host for us, and it's pleasing to us to be able to have kind of free run of the campus in a sense for what we do. And they really understand our program and are very accommodating to what we do. And I think, you know, our program is pretty good to the university as well in terms of recruiting and things too. So I think it's a good win-win.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. And roughly how many kids do you have coming out? Do you know?
This year we'll just be around 200, a little bit more. COVID has had a big impact on our program, not necessarily from the standpoint of where we're at with the Delta variant and that sort of thing in the community, but a lot of schools were remote this last year, or, you know, the students were only there part-time, maybe in a hybrid mode or whatever. It has had a bit of an impact on us getting the word out, but we're thankful for the ones that are coming, and we just want to really use that as a springboard into our recruiting for the following year. I will tell your listeners, if there's anybody that has a young man that kind of fits in those age ranges, sophomores, juniors, seniors in high school, who shows some leadership characteristics and really have an opportunity to come in and want to demonstrate their ability to do that, we, on our website, www.ksbstate.org, there is a tab that you can nominate someone. And so go out there, provide us with their name. We'll be sure to get them a letter inviting them to apply. Applications can be taken anytime, and you can even nominate somebody outside of that category. I mean, if you've got an eighth grader that you know is coming up, for example, we'll get them on the list too and send them the materials at the appropriate time. And as well, if we have any listeners out there today who own a business and are excited about what we do and want to contribute financially, sometimes our delegates can't afford the $350 tuition that we charge. And that's actually a pretty decent price for an entire week of, you know, housing and meals and all the other things that we do. You know, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have you be a sponsor for our program. We'll give you a little sign or something for your window saying you're a proud Boy State sponsor, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. August 1st through the 7th. That gets going this Sunday. And a lot of the stuff's open to the public, correct?
It will. One thing I would invite the public to come and attend, we are going to be masked even indoors. The CDC protocols now are telling us that we need to, even if we're vaccinated. So, you know, we want to be a little bit careful from that standpoint. We want to keep a clean environment. We're making our delegates come tested for COVID before they arrive. And so, you know, working with the Lafine Health Center personnel, you know, we're trying to keep that distance a little bit. But I would say come out to the flag retirement ceremony on Wednesday night. It will be at the World War II Memorial just outside McCain Auditorium, the big dog tags that are out there. Those are actually modeled after one of our former advisors who passed away in January of 2019, John Lindholm. But we're going to have the American Legion Post 17 from Manhattan come and give that ceremony for it. It's very impressive. It's probably one of my favorite things that we do throughout the week. So it's very moving for the delegates and for those of us who attend. So, you know, come out and show your support, and would love to have you.
Okay. Well, Tom, this is a great event here, and we're happy to be able to tell the audience a little bit more about it. Appreciate it, and hope you have a great event.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate your time and the opportunity for us to come on and give our little presentation.
You bet. And that's Tom Wireman, Executive Director of the American Legion Boys State of Kansas, their 83rd session here in Manhattan, August 1st through the 7th.